It seems the Williams Lake Stampede is bigger and better every year. Apparently, visitors weren't too scared off by criminals on our streets. Congratulations to Alan Smith and Grace Purdue, named lifetime members of the Stampede Association this year. I want to thank them, and all the volunteers who put on the Stampede. It's a massive job. My husband and I spent 2 years as caretakers at the Stampede grounds. Once a cowboy, always a cowboy, so they say. That was certainly true for my husband. He helped with the Stampedes with great joy. I learned what the volunteers do. Bless them all. In other stories, people of the Caribou Chilcotin, along with others served by the Interior Health Agency, have been grumpy over some services, i.e. closed emergency wards. A trio of IH officials met with City Council June 10 to discuss mental health and druggy issues. Since then, IH has announced that Susan Brown has stepped down from her position as President and Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of the agency, but she's staying on to support a reset of the organization from its present form. Sylvia Weir is interim CEO and President. Let's hope some people from our area are involved in the reorganization. This news might none of our business, who knows. Alberta NDP leader Naheed Nenshi won a seat, with a commanding lead, in the Alberta by-election. Nenshi, former mayor of Calgary, was overwhelmingly chosen as party leader by Alberta NDP members in June 2024, replacing Rachel Notley, but he had no seat in the legislature. Now he has. As official opposition leader, Nenshi told reporters he was blown away by the support from voters. It's a humbling thing and it's something I'll try to live up to every day. I'm betting he will.